Saturday, June 28, 2008, DPP legislators criticized Taipei tourism website. Taipei has a subtropical climate with an average temperature of 220 Celsius, 720 Fahrenheit, weather tip on Taipei City's travel guide website. Democratic Progressive Party DPP Taipei City Councilors lashed out at the Taipei City Government yesterday for giving wrong and outdated information on the English version of its travel guide website, warning that such incorrect information would scare foreign visitors away. Information such as 14-day visa-exempt entry privileges are afforded to citizens of 31 countries, and outdated taxi fares were all incorrect. It's worse than giving no information at all, DPP Taipei City Councilor Li Jianchang said yesterday at the Taipei City Council. The site www.taipeitravel.net is designed and managed by Taipei City's Department of Information and Tourism to promote Taipei's attractions and provide tourists with travel tips as well as information about the city in Chinese, English, Japanese, and Korean. Li and DPP Taipei City Councilors Xu Shuhua and Huang Xiangqun condemned the department for failing to update the site's English version. The taxi fares posted on the English page, for example, didn't reflect the rate changes made in November, they said. On the travel tips section, the website's description of the city's weather was also flawed. Taipei has a subtropical climate with an average temperature of 220 Celsius, 720 Fahrenheit. Foreign visitors must be amazed by the description of Taipei's average temperature and think that this city is a world wonder by having such a high temperature, she said. The councilors blamed the poorly managed website on the administration of Taipei Mayor Hao Longbin, saying officials were focusing their efforts on welcoming Chinese tourists by organizing forums for tour guides and preparing simplified Chinese versions of travel guides or pamphlets. Hao finished a trip to China last night, where he discussed the possibility of bringing pandas to the Taipei City Zoo. The city government is clearly treating Chinese tourists as a treasure and other foreign visitors like cheap straws, Hao said. In response, the department acknowledged that it had failed to update its English website since last year because of a shortage of English translators. The department updated the English website later yesterday.